You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, and this is PMC Live. It's a monthly show that we do here to check in with people from Petersburg Medical Center about the latest news from the hospital and what's going on there. Joined today by Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter and Julie Walker, Rehab Services Coordinator, Wellness Committee member. And Julie's here to talk about some wellness stuff. And was there a survey recently that happened?
Just about to start.
Okay, tell us what's going on with that.
Sure. So part of our community wellness efforts is to conduct a community health needs assessment every 3 years. So we are due for that. And basically, it's an opportunity to explore our community's priorities for its healthcare services and gather information to assist the hospital and the community in strategic planning to look at the long-term goals of our healthcare in Petersburg. So I look at it as kind of a part snapshot, part strategic planning.
Okay. So how can people take part?
So the survey will be we'll call it the Perceptions of Community Health Survey, and that's going to be for all Petersburg residents interested in providing their input. It'll kick off sometime next week. They'll be available to do it online and in person, so we'll have hard copies available at the Joy Janssen Clinic. We'll also have them available at the public library, the Parks and Rec, and the public health nurse.
And the online version will be something like SurveyMonkey or something?
Okay. Yep.
All right. All right. Very long, detailed question survey. Does it take a lot of time?
It won't take a long time. I would say 5 minutes or less. So it's not a lot of, open-ended written responses. It's, checking boxes and telling us. There's a broad range of questions, but, we're looking at kind of looking at your demographics, your perceptions of your access to services in Petersburg, what strengths and weaknesses we have in our community, and just overall healthcare issues.
And I imagine, things have been, it's been such a wild past year. The people have probably, their needs have changed, I imagine, over the past year. Phil, what have you seen in terms of the customers knocking on the door and saying what they need?
Yeah, it's just a little background on this. The timing to me is actually perfect because of the last year and some of the varying needs and the way healthcare has changed and pretty much the focus that we've had on healthcare. And, there's there's definitely a strong focus on various different areas. A lot of our areas that in services we've had the opportunity to expand, such as home health and some of our, even case management we've added, and wellness is, what Julie's working on as well, and trying to get people to come in for their wellness, wellness exams, and building out wellness as a prevention opportunity through our primary care facility, Air Center. The opportunity is also, we've had to deal with COVID and a reduction in so many visits. A third of our visits have gone down that means our access to care is reduced. The ER, inpatient, long-term care have all, decreased quite considerably, while our staff demands have increased quite a bit. So, we're interested in hearing from the community. We have a lot of services that we provide in the community. So the timing for the community needs assessment is perfect. We're also looking at trying to move forward a new facility and, having those discussions at the assembly level in our work session and within our board, and how do we fund that and how do we, develop that. All kind of plays into the role and the needs of the community. And ultimately, we want to hear from the community. So, I have a lot of self-direction personally. I have a lot of input I have from the board. I have a lot of input from the assembly. We really need to hear from the community. What does the community want? What do they want to see? What kind of services do we want to grow into, and what kind of services do they miss, and what kind of things do we want to add on? The opportunity for the survey encompasses all that.
You've been in talking about home health already, telehealth as well. Do you expect things are going to return to a little bit more pre-pandemic normal, or are we moved on to a different era and things are going to look different going forward?
Yeah, it's good. A little bit of both. My feeling is, you know, obviously, if you can have an in-person appointment, it's important. What telehealth does is it's a complementary follow-up appointment. So in healthcare in general, and you can go around the table, any coffee shop, and you could talk about your experiences with specialty care. And I would guarantee a lot of times you'll say, oh, I went into this doctor and I flew all the way to Seattle and it was a 5-minute appointment. Those would be like a telehealth potential appointments. And those could be captured through video. They could be captured through Storm Forward. That will stay if we can keep it up. Murkowski's a big proponent of that. I know that at our ASHNA meetings, the state has really, there's actually personal stories with our legislature I've heard where they want to keep telehealth. So that is not going to go away. And that's very exciting to me because, you know, when we're looking at access to care and wait times, that's where telehealth can really cut into that. It's not going to replace an in-person appointment. It just has a different way where you're going to reduce that sort of wasted time or maybe that wasted travel time. You're going to access care more importantly. In fact, you could triage that way too. You could say, oh, you know, you need to be seen quicker. Let's get you in sooner. And that's where telehealth can really build out some of those models appropriately.
Okay. Hoping to hear from the community what services or any new services they'd like to see potentially, or is there room for anything new?
I don't know, Julie.
That is one of the questions on there. Are there any services that you would like to see in Petersburg? They're in the survey. There's a list of the current services offered in Petersburg. We've indicated which ones have grown in the last few years, and so people know that. And then we've also had a question, you know, are there services that you would like to see that you currently travel out of town for that you'd like to see here?
Okay. All right. Other things to talk about for that survey?
I just want to add one more thing about the survey. So it'll be going mid-June through mid-July, and there will be a raffle. So if you participate, we're going to be giving away a raffle. If you win, $200 in chamber bucks for those that enter the raffle. So okay. They can choose to do that or not.
A little incentive. Okay.
That's right. We want to hear from you.
Great. So starting up next week, look for that online or in hard copy. Okay, so as things get back toward a little bit more close to normal with the pandemic, are operations at the medical center looking a little bit more normal these days, Phil?
Yeah, a little normal, but also frantic. You know, I think one of the things that we realize, you know, as you come out of this, it's like, oh, all these things are left undone, or, you know, you need to focus on this area or that area. And so we're experiencing some of that as well. We have a resurgence of, you know, access and making sure people are being seen appropriately and increasing our access points as well. We are looking at, you know, sort of de-escalating our strategy for COVID response in, you know, and following suit with the borough and the state as well. And so testing is going to be scaled down at the airport, and we'll still provide that service to the community and asymptomatic testing and symptomatic testing, but it'll be at the hospital. It'll be certainly a pared down version. We're going to incorporate that so it's more consistent with our current workflows, but obviously move some of the locations of where that's going to occur within the facility. And then vaccines are still a major priority for us within the hospital and within the community. So we want to be able to offer as many opportunities. You know, when people flying in, we'll have a billboard, the contact, we'll have a QR code where they'll be able to access and call so they can make an appointment so we can get vaccines in arms.
Okay. And do you have a pretty good supply these days, as far as you know? I mean, we heard from the state that they've widened it out to anyone in Alaska these days can get the vaccine, even visitors.
Yeah. Dr. Zinka had reached out to ASHNA, then forwarded to all the hospitals that, you know, even if you have ER visits or inpatient admissions, you know, even if you get one vaccine, you can get them with one vaccine and they can get the second one elsewhere within the state. So they're really promoting it. At this point, we do not have a supply issue with vaccines.
Okay. All right. What else is going on at the hospital that you'd like to talk about today?
Oh, gosh. you know, I don't know. What do you want to hear, Joe? Because
well, it's normally the time of the year, you're the busiest, right? We have population kind of swells and you get your most traffic through the doors.
Yeah, I mean, certainly one of the areas, you know, I'd like to kind of address is workforce. You know, we had a challenging year, just like many other areas. And certainly if we're hiring for jobs, if you're looking for a position, please reach out. We have jobs available. We are trying very hard to grow our workforce. So at the same time, we're growing service lines. On the other side, we're also losing some staff, you know, with some turnover. So it seems like we have a, turnover is probably a good word, but also capturing opportunities in staff. We recently hired a mental health clinician. So we're growing our mental health capacity within PMC, and that's going to sort of live outside of the clinic right now. We're providing those services. Those are definitely services we're seeing a huge demand for that's coming out. And interestingly, during that, we weren't seeing this tremendous need and demand for that. It's just now as we're coming out of it, we're seeing a resurgence of that. We're offering those services within our staff for people through telehealth. We have a telehealth clinician available, and we have an on-site clinician as well. And those are services that we feel like are going to continue to invest and to grow in. And so we've been building that staff out. Same with wellness. And Julie's been leading the wellness initiative out of the clinic. And so those things, like anything related to wellness promotion, prevention. If you have an insurance plan where you get your annual evaluation or screening, I would highly encourage that to happen. You know, things like dental exams, locally, you want to make sure you're checking in and getting those done, those annual checks as well. We're looking at additional services, making sure that people, you know, we're not adding this service line, but we're working with other entities to see about optometry services and growing that as well within Petersburg, and Prism is here locally.
Right.
But we're also looking at other alternatives for other
visiting growing. Specialists coming through exactly. On a normal basis.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly. Visiting specialists. Yep.
All right. Great. So wellness, there's going to be a paddle battle sometime this summer. That's one of the initiatives.
Yeah. Kelsey is working on that. She's the one that usually coordinates that event. And last I heard from her is she's looking at early July. So date to be determined, but it is going to be happening. So we're very excited to bring that back in full force.
Get out and practice in your kayak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Joe, you have to be out there for that.
That's right. Yeah.
Make sure that. We're going to, you know, going back to workforce at the foundation board meeting. There's really a strong focus on workforce, and developing fundraising for scholarships was the focus and is the focus for the paddle battle. We want to make sure we have opportunities for staff to grow and provide additional certifications and education and really retain our workforce.
Okay. All right. Julie, anything else you want to address today?
No, I think I'll just echo Phil. You know, it's been a year since many of us have been in for our preventative screenings or just our annual checkup with our doctor, and it's time to get back in and get those things taken care of so we can stay well and stay healthy.
Okay. All right. Phil, anything else?
No, I think that's it. We'll keep it short today. Thank you, John.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in. Coming up next, Street Beat Music. Chris Lopez, your host.